I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Olympics are an exciting time, but sometimes the Games can give us a false impression about the nature of daily life in some of those nations. Some thoughts from a missiologist coming up. And do you have a heart for the Muslim world? Well, stick around and we'll talk about how you can get involved this year. But first, the 2018 Winter Olympics are coming to an end this week, and so will the propaganda. Open Doors USA's David Curry had a couple of thoughts to share on that score.
Part of the beauty of the Olympics is it gives everybody a platform with which to celebrate various cultures, countries, through the lens of athletic performance. But what I've seen in what I'm concerned about in this situation is with North Korea interjecting a political theme that I think we need to keep clear, that North Korea, while it may be beneficial to them to participate in the Olympics, people need to understand the perception of their country needs to be rooted in and around their lack of human rights.
This is a country where being a Christian is most likely to cost you your life. If North Korea wants to be part of the international community, it needs to start with human rights and religious freedom for all of its citizens. More on the state of the church in North Korea at our website. And one last thought.
My heart breaks for the people that aren't allowed out, that aren't allowed to decide for themselves what they think and what they believe. And they're not showpieces for the regime. And so they're not there in South Korea. So I think it has to motivate us to a deeper level of prayer if you're a follower of Jesus for the Christians, you know, nearly 500,000 of them in North Korea.
Next, this Easter, SOAR International is looking to bring hope to 2,500 Russian children in need through their Baskets of Hope project, and they're inviting you to join them. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says,
we're looking for churches who are willing to promote the project within their church, and then, of course, individuals and churches who would be willing to sponsor the baskets as well.
Each basket is filled with gifts and necessities and includes a Bible as well as a letter from the sponsor. This project, along with the Christmas Stuff a Stocking project, is an outreach that allows the SOAR team to share the gospel. And it starts with letting these kids know that they're loved.
One of our first instincts is to bring a smile to their face because a lot of these kids don't have a whole lot of joy. They don't have a whole lot of hope for the future. And so obviously that is our initial instinct, is to bring that joy and then to direct them to acknowledging that joy comes from the Lord. And this love and these gifts, they're ultimately from the Lord.
The goal is to bring hope to the next generation and ultimately create a ripple effect for the gospel across Russia. Would you consider joining them? SOAR is also looking for people who want to be on the team. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And did you know that there are over 1,000 Muslim people groups who are completely unengaged with the gospel? If you want to see more Muslim people come to faith in Christ, there is something you can do about it. Frontiers USA is currently promoting their 2018 short-term mission trips in the Muslim world, and they're looking for believers to join these trips who are willing to step out on faith. Locations include the Arab Gulf, Southeastern Europe, South Asia, and Africa. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says their mission trips are anything but ordinary.
There is a lot of fun built into these trips. The Muslims want to meet you, want to do fun stuff with you, want to hear about your faith, and these trips are safe.
Even if you're not confident on how to share your faith with a Muslim friend, LaHaye says that's not a problem.
Well, it's really a conversational, friendly approach to sharing the faith. So it's just getting to know Muslims as friends. And on every trip, you're working with a Frontiers missionary team, and they can encourage you and they can coach you and they can guide you through the whole process.
So if you're feeling that nudge from the Holy Spirit, what are you waiting for? Get more information about the trips to the Muslim world with Frontiers USA at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.